Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Have you ever heard those words? Those are words that Martha said to Jesus when Lazarus, her brother, had died. And Jesus said to her, your brother will live again. And why is this? Because God did not create death, but rather God created life. And so Jesus said, I am resurrection and I am life. This is what God has created, life, not death. And having said that to Martha, then he asked her, do you believe this? In other words, is this what your faith is? And Martha said, I have faith. She said, I believe. I believe that you are the Christ, the one who would come into this world, the one who would come into this world to bring life, not death. And of course, Martha could make that response because she had an encounter with Jesus. She had seen Jesus, she had heard Jesus, and she knew, that's why she said it, if he were present, her brother would not have died. And so, my sisters and brothers, when we think about our relationship with Jesus Christ, it comes about, or ought to come about, because we have had an encounter with him. And when we have that encounter, then we know that where he is present, there is always life. It was in that same confidence that we had the synagogue official who went to Jesus and he said, my daughter is at the point of death. My daughter is at the point of death, and only you can make sure that she doesn't die. Because no doubt the synagogue official knew what was written in the book of wisdom, that God did not create death. And therefore, Jesus, seeing the faith of this man, he decided that he would go to bring this daughter, to keep her always alive. So is it any wonder that when Jesus arrived at the house with a dead daughter, with all of the commotion, all of these people weeping loudly, then he could say, this girl is not dead. Why? Because God does not create death. And of course, in between that, we see this woman who had the hemorrhage. A woman who was suffering for 12 years. A woman who was certainly going to die because she had exhausted all her resources. But somehow, she knew that she was not at the very end. Because in between her birth and her death, there was who? There was Jesus. And all she had to do, all she realized that she needed to do, was just to touch his garment. That would be enough for her. If only I could touch his garment, I will live. So she approached Jesus in faith. That's why Jesus knew that someone had touched him. Because this woman had that encounter, and her faith told her that Jesus could take care of everything. And so what did Jesus say to her when she was discovered? He said, because of your faith, because of your faith, you have found your healing. And then talking about that faith, he was able to say something similar to the synagogue official, because he then said to him, just have faith, have faith. And this is the message that Jesus is giving to each one of us today. He is saying to us, have faith. And your faith comes from your encounter with me. And so, my sisters and brothers, when we talk about faith, it's not faith that, oh, you know, I mean, I believe that my spouse is sitting beside me today. Faith is knowing that no matter what it is, that Jesus can and will take care of that. He can be the one who will see us through any kind of sickness or even death. That is what our faith is all about. And you know, I always say that people talk about faith, but it's only just drops from their lips. We want that faith to be expressed from deep within our hearts. That when we say, I believe, we are speaking like Martha, saying, yes, I believe, you are the Christ, there is no other. That's why when we say the creed, we say, I believe in three gods, right? No. I believe in one God. There is only one God, and he takes care of everything. Do you believe this, my sisters and brothers? Because if we don't believe it, I keep saying, we just need to give this building over to Disney to become another amusement park. But if we believe it, then that's why we keep the doors open. Because it is a place for us to work on our faith, to build up our faith, to say, yes, we believe. Because as was pointed out in the first reading, it was by envy that death came into the world, was introduced into the world by the devil. And only those who are associated with him will experience death. So we have to decide who it is that we are associated with today. So are we associated with life, or are we associated with death? And if it is life, then let us live that life, and let us profess our faith in that life, because Jesus is resurrection and he is life. So you believe this? Oh, then we are going to have a great time, because in a little while, you're going to experience Jesus. You're going to encounter him in a very special way in the Eucharist. When he comes and he gives himself to you, this is my body. And when you say your amen, you're saying like Martha, you're saying like the synagogue official and like the woman with that hemorrhaging, you're saying, yes, I believe, I have faith.